My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is one of real Davin's friends trying to move in on fake Davin's scammer girlfriend? Listen and enjoy.
So this is a very special Scamming Scammers. Let me set it up where we are with Jane, because it's been a couple weeks. Jane has been my my girlfriend of a long time, Kevin. My girlfriend of a long time.
I don't know about that.
No, well, I don't talk. I'm very private. My girlfriend of a long time.
You better back up with that kind of talk, boy.
She, of course, she was in Nigeria studying zoology, originally from Acton, California. she could not pay her bills. She wanted me to pay her bills. We are dating. I'm not a great guy. She recently got out of prison in Nigeria for not paying her zoology schooling bills.
Because that's what they do.
As old as time.
Yes. She wants to get back together with me. Unfortunately, I have an affinity for drugs and hookers. And I, fake Davin, really laid it on the line last week to where Pip was aghast. She wants to get back together. She's out of jail, and I'm like, yeah, but I got hookers and drugs, and I kind of like them more.
Sometimes I forget that we're talking to scammers, and I'm like, you're being a beast, and it's like, oh, wait a minute.
They're not real.
I know. But you know what? I'm just very excited about the Easter Bunny coming this weekend. So
that was on February that was on February 9th of 2018. So all of a sudden, I get a Facebook message on the same Facebook account. Of Jane.
Okay.
She goes, Davin, I'm Jane Neighbor. She's back in California now.
Oh.
She's in California. She's made it to California.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Back in California. So presumably we'll be seeing each other soon.
Is that her last name, Neighbor?
Yeah,
I'm Jane Neighbor.
Funny, I didn't think of that. I wish I would have.
Should be my.
Nope.
Anyway. So she's back in California. I'm Jane Neighbor. Hi, Jane Neighbor. That's what I wrote. How are you doing? She goes, how are you doing? And then at this moment, I'm perusing Facebook.
Right.
And what do I see? My pal, longtime friend, comedian brethren, person I've taken on the road with me, right, is making time with my girl.
What?
and
she's a trollop.
Oh.
A trollop.
And
I don't blame her.
He puts it out there for the world to see.
He wants to show his love.
It was hurtful.
He's showing off.
And honestly, Kevin put it out there for everybody. I feel like Jane was not treated with the respect that she deserves. But I will digress, and I will let Kevin read to you his conversations with my gal.
First of all, this is not my first time doing this.
You're a whore.
I've gotten a lot of these. And for some reason, within 2 days, I got a message from another woman who actually went on camera for me.
Really?
And I put my camera on an action figure.
That's funny.
and she was very angry. She was naked.
Wait, you got a real girl naked?
Yeah, she was naked. The camera came on and she was naked.
You know what? I bet it wasn't her. I bet it was a scammer using one of these cam girls' videos. They do that.
I don't think so, because first of all, she was typing as the words were coming. And her face was getting visibly angry. Like, you could see she was annoyed. I'm pretty sure it was her.
What action figure were you showing?
Who gives a shit about the action figure, you idiot?
Was it the Hulk?
The Wolverine action figure.
But
unfortunately, that conversation got deleted because her profile got pulled.
That's why you have to copy the shit immediately.
Yeah.
We all learned that lesson, Kev.
Damn.
We all learned. It's a hard lesson to learn. Or in Joe's cases, he doesn't check the spam filter, and then months of work go out the window.
So Jane, Linda Jane, as I know her,
yes,
reached out to me, and she asked me how I'm doing. I said, great. She immediately said, can I see your face? And then she sent me a picture of an attractive girl with purple hair.
Yeah, I never got that
okay.
picture.
When I posted this, another comedian informed me that this is actually a porn star.
Oh.
You know, you could do Google image search and find that shit out for yourself.
Yeah, I did that with a later picture mm-hmm. that she sent me. So I wrote to her, I said, she's pretty. Who's that? She said, that's my picture. Can I see you too? I said, sure, my picture's on my profile.
By the way, Jane has been trying to get my pictures forever. And I have not. That's another thing that she wants. I keep on blowing. Because I figure she can fucking look me up. Fuck this bitch. She don't need my pictures for her collection.
You're right.
She at some point explained to me that she only has Facebook Messenger, not Facebook itself. So she can't view.
Is that even possible?
I don't.
Well, you can't find her on Facebook. You can't find her on Facebook.
So she said, can you send a recent picture? I said, sure. Charles is such a pain. In his stupid wheelchair. He just came in, and he thought I had class. Do you go to school? And she writes back, I'm done with school. I'm in Acton, California.
Wait a second. Well, man, maybe done because she was kicked out of zoology school. I'll fill in the blanks.
The story isn't adding up.
Oh, don't you have doubts?
So I Googled Acton, California, and found out that there's a very popular market there. I said, I've been there. I love the market. Do you go? And she writes back, where are you from? Thanks. I do go to the market sometime. Which one? There's a few. She said, any of the market here. Here. I said, hold on. Scott and Logan just came in. They say they're on a mission, LOL.
Do you want to fill Joe and Pip in on who these characters are? Because I don't know.
Who are these people?
I think it'll come more clear as the story continues. She says, no particular one, responding about the markets. Are you a comedian? So I wrote back, I am the comedian. That's the name the team gave me. It's worse than Storm, though. Do you have a secret name? No, I don't have. I said, oh, let's give you one. It's fun. What do you like to do?
Let's give you one.
The last thing she wants to fucking deal with is this.
She writes back, where are you from? I said, I can't really say. Charles is very secretive. Like he is about everything. LOL. She writes, why are you not serious for once? I said, I am serious.
For once? What type of history does she have with you?
Yeah, really.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.